was kept alive, nevertheless, by successively by Johnson and then by Nixon, to the point where in riots in Washington, D.C., they had to arrest 20,000 American citizens protesting the war. By those Nazi methods, they managed to make a war nobody wanted last 9 years. But with Kennedy, they would not have had the war because he said most specifically on the 2nd of October, 1963, he told Kenny O'Donnell, and in Kenny O'Donnell's book, Johnny, We Hardly Knew You, we're getting out of Vietnam, we will be completely out by 1965. That means the helicopters and everything. And incidentally, when he said that, we did not have a single combat soldier in Vietnam. As long as Jack Kennedy was alive, we did not have a single combat soldier in Vietnam. And any time you hear anybody say that John Kennedy, like Lyndon Johnson, had something to do with our getting involved in the war in Vietnam, you are listening to a man who doesn't know what he's talking about. The first order he gave in that regard was to return 1,000 of our troops as a gesture that could not be misunderstood, 1,000 troops by the end of December 1963. But that was countermanded within 24 hours of his death, which gives you some idea of how much backing he had from his own government.
Let's look at his Cuba policy. Bay of Pigs would certainly seem like it was an anti-communist move.
The Bay of Pigs was not his policy. The Bay of Pigs was inherited from the previous administration. And the main designer and supervisor of the Bay of Pigs was a man named Richard Nixon, who later, when he got back in office, helped to keep the Vietnam War going. He was one of the Cold Warriors, a dedicated Cold Warrior from the first time he entered public office. But that was not Kennedy's policy. Kennedy inherited that, and his position, and left no doubt about it, but I don't have much alternative. People think that I'm failing to follow up on the previous president if I don't go ahead with something that he's initiated, but he was not very enthusiastic about it. He was most reluctant, and the invasion of the Bay of Pigs of Cuba, as you know, was being accomplished by anti-Castro Cubans, trained and backed, of course, by American advisors, by the CIA project. But it was insufficiently backed, and this agency thought that